morning scripture reading will be coming from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 13. And the sermon is titled, I Am an Adult. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 13. And it reads, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. That was Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 13. Thank you.
Can you move your hand? You can? Thank Jesus. Can you walk? Doesn't matter how you walk, okay? Thank you, Lord. We can sing? Yes. Amen. Amen. It's beautiful things. Beautiful things that we never have to take this for granted. So we must enjoy it. I can see my brother, and I can see that he looks so good because I'm pretty sure his wife picked up all his clothes, like my wife. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we can see. So I'm very happy to see you. If you would like to sit down. There are blessings, brothers and sisters, that we always, always, always keep in mind. Always we have to see these little things. Doesn't matter what it is, your age. There are things in life that unfortunately many other people of your age are not able to do. Been walking, been talking, been hugging people, seeing things that they were able to do for long time. Right now they are not able to. And I know that sometimes things like this, because we are so busy, we start to take all these things for granted. All right. Did you consider yourself an adult? Yes. Are you sure? Yes. Because later on you cannot say no. Okay. How much do you think at this weight, this own book? You have one in front of you, you can do the test. How much do you think that this own book weight? 7 pounds. Who give me more? 2 pounds. Well, that was less, okay? 7, 2, 3. Our boys say 4 over there in the back. All right. Wow, today we are going to talk about something, brothers and sisters, that the weight that really has doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much it weight. You know, I can hold this on book or you can hold it. 30 seconds, I can still hold it. If I hold it maybe for an hour, a little pain. If I hold it the whole day, my arm is going to be, your arm too. You will feel the pain. And maybe later on when you take the stone book from your hand, you know, you try to bring the hand and the arm back to you and move, paralyze in some way. So it doesn't matter if you hold it for 1 minute, doesn't hold if you hold it for 1 hour, or if you choose to hold it for a whole day, the weight of the book, it doesn't change. but the pain that produced in you, it does. And that is what is important about when we look at our Christian life. The pain that sometimes we have. So, when we are talking about forgiveness, depends how much you hold things, how much pain is going to produce in you. And I know that we can talk about love, and it's an easy subject. We can talk about forgiveness, and it's an easy subject too. But absolutely, brothers and sisters, it is not an easy subject. Because we all, in some way or another, struggle with that. You cannot control what other people said and do. But the Lord gives you power to choose what you can do about it. You have the power to control yourself. I have the power to control myself if I choose as Jesus will choose. And that is very, very important for us. So when we talk about forgiving the things that maybe you know, we will refresh our mind. Forgiveness is no excusing sin and saying what is wrong is right, is now right. Forgiveness is no about fairness. No, children say, that's not fair. Remember that word, children. God knows how to deal with each people fairly. And God always, always, he will, in his own time, he's going to deal with everybody. Romans chapter 12, if you like to go to your Bibles, Romans chapter 12, we are going to read verse 19 and 20. Romans chapter 12, verse 19 said, do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, say the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. He's talking about, in some way, have an attitude completely different. Don't take in your hands. Don't make the people a favor. When we react about others, what they said or what they do, we are making a favor to them. But when you and I, we choose to move on, it's when the things really start to happen. That is when things are going to start to be fair. God wants you and me to remember that. It is in his hands what it will be fair. So forgiveness, in some way, it has to do with the pain that it produces heals in your body, in your mind, in your emotions. And what you choose to do is take it from your hands and give it to God. Amen. And we must remember that. Because sometimes we are so involved that we forgot about this. It's a simple thing, but we forgot about it. Forgiveness is not as the same as reconciliation. It takes two to reconciliate. It takes only one to forgive. Only one. And that it will be who? Us. Christians. Being mistreated is very painful, no? Yes or no? Sure? Yes. It is very painful. It's hard. hurt, frustrations, fear, injustice, all these things are always source of something that we call anger. So you see how important it is how much you are holding things? Because if you hold for a little bit this injustice, this fear, this frustration, this hurt, it's not going to, in some way, give time to bring roots in your heart. But when you start to hold it a little longer, in some way, you are given an opportunity to a star to grow in you. And in some way, it's not interesting, brothers, that sometimes we cannot sleep. We cannot function right when the only thing that we can think is about how my sister talked to me and how my brother treated me and how unfair it was. Even we become sometimes Christian with double personality. Hello, my brother. How are you doing?
How are you?
But that is the truth. It is the truth how much power this has if we choose to open sometimes the door. And we cannot escape of this because God created you and me that we must have a relationship with somebody. Could be your family, it could be the church, it could be your co-workers. It doesn't matter where you go, there is people. And even if you are by yourself, maybe you don't agree with yourself. But forgiveness is something so, so important in the church. But sometimes how much damage it makes or it produces in the church. Produces a lot. It is impossible to live a life that Jesus wants that you and I live. It is impossible to enjoy peace and understand what does it mean that if in our hearts, obviously, there is no forgiveness to others. This man, his dad passed away when he was maybe, I think, 14 years old. He has four sisters because he was adopted, you know, to his family. He never was very well received, never loved it. In some way, he grew up by himself. So one of his sisters was married, the only one, and he said that it was a time that his brother-in-law, who was older than him, went in some way to tell him, this is the way that you should do life, you know? And he was, no, if I'm going to do my life, I'm going to make it as I want it. So it was a lot of fighting. A lot of fighting that in such a way after, 35, 40 years after, his brother-in-law passed away. And the family said, you know, are we going to go to the funeral? And he said, no, why? Why am I going to go to the funeral? Everybody know that we didn't get well. In other words, everybody know that we can even swallow each other. That is literally what it means. Not only he live a life that he was not able to enjoy family, but those who surround him also were not able to create what is important in family, love. And that was my father. So I didn't know my aunt. I didn't know my only cousin. I didn't even know my uncle. Because in some way or another, my father never found, my father never chose to forgive. So as long as he held it, it hurt more. And as long as it hurt, it takes even more courage to let it go. So it is important for us to remember this. How much damage do you do to yourself, and I do to myself, when hurt, when injustice, when fear and frustration are coming to our lives? Forgiving is not about the other person. It's about you, and it's about me. And sometimes, brothers, sisters, it is hard to make that choice. But sometimes, or the truth is, it's the only choice. That as Christian, we must make. A few verses, verses that I know that you know very well. Let's go to Philippians. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. Verse 13, Paul said, brothers, sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of. But one thing I do, remember, one thing I do, what I do, forgetting what is behind and straying toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. What I do, forgetting what is behind. In some way or another, what Paul said, you must leave the past. If you want to reach the blessings, if you want to reach what is an abundant life, if you want to be healthy mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, you must let go. You let go what? Your hurt. You must go what? Your frustration. You must go your pain. Your anger, anything that is in your life, you must go. Because all with that is going to be a wall between you and your goal. So let it go the past, pass into God's hands, and take care of our business is the best choice. Because you will be able to enjoy peace. And you will be able to enjoy the life that Jesus is talking in the New Testament. Open a completely world to us that sometimes we are not able to experience that kind of life because we still want to hold what? The past. And Paul said, you must let it go. And if you were this morning, by the way, my brother, thank you so much for the class this morning. It really, really helped me a lot. If you were this morning in the class, we were talking a little bit about Paul's life before he was a Christian. He became a Christian. And in some way, Paul let what? The past go. Let go of the past. Because sometimes the past, it holds us so much that even though we want to change the future, but remember, future will never change unless you act different in the present. And if you are still holding your past in this present, you are acting exactly like in your past. So your future will never change. And Jesus wants us to let it go. So in this present, he can work in you, he can work in me, and change our future. We call that grow. Become mature in Christ. Chapter 4, always Philippians, chapter 4. In verse 4, Paul said that we must rejoice in the Lord when? Always, always. And I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about how much. Nothing, anything. But in everything, by prayer and petition and with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. In other words, don't hold anything. Don't hold back any hurt. Don't hold any frustration. Don't hold your past. Because all the things in some way one another start to make you anxious. But in prayer work, give it everything to God. He will take care of that. Because he wants to take care of you. He wants to take care of me. But we have to be willing that God can take care of us. So prayer is very, very important. That in prayer we remember or we remind ourselves what is our faith. In prayer, we remind ourselves who is in charge of this life. Who will take care of the things that I have to do with me? Don't be anxious. Don't hold anything back. Give it to God. Remember, he will take care of that. Because he's a God who always takes care of his children. Ephesians chapter 4. A few pages before. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. Remember, hurt, injustice, fear, frustration, they are all sources of anger. And when we hold that, we are opening a door, a dangerous door, because the devil is looking for that. And as Peter said and described, the devil as a lion. Did you ever watch a lion trying to catch the prey? The lion always is waiting that the prey can what? Looking in another direction. So in another words,
that a door can be opened a little bit, and he will get you. So forgiveness, it has to do with that. When we hold it for a minute, what you are doing is be sure that the door never opens. But when you hold it for long, you start to think, in some other way, you start to think, maybe I will open the door. And when you hold it for a whole day, and you keep holding for the whole week, and keep holding for months, it's an open door that is hard to close. So do you see how much damage did you do to yourself, and I do to myself, if we choose to hold it? And in our eyes, we can think that it's the right thing to do, but believe me, it is not. We convince ourselves that is the right thing to do. But if we believe in this God from the scripture, God always said to us, it is not the best choice. It's not healthy for you. Even though it can sound good in your mind, it is not right. It is not right, because the only thing that you will do is hurt yourself. Do not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with what? With good. Paul said that in Romans chapter 12, verse 21. So in some way, all this way that we think and we feel, we have to overcome all these things by doing what is right. Say, take care of ourselves means to do what is right. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgive who? You. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. So as early in the morning as you can, put your frustration, put your anger, put whatever is you are holding, throw it as soon as you can. Because if you decided to hold it longer, could be that one time you can start to paralyze you. And the call that you receive one day from the Lord is something that it will be no important to you, because you decide what? To hold it. In 1 Corinthians 13, in verse 11, Paul says something very interesting. And Paul said, when I was a child, I talked as a child. When I was a child, I think as a child. When I was a child, I reasoned things as a child. But when I became a man or a woman, an adult, I lay behind what? I lay behind what? Forgiveness is part of be an adult. So if you consider it yourself an adult in Christ, you must think, reasoning, act as an adult in Christ. We can be 55, we can be 60, we can be even older. But we can be a little boy or a little girl, spiritually speaking. Forgiveness is for grown-ups. Why? Because sometimes it is hard to do it. And grown-ups are the ones who do what is right. You can feel pain, you get up and you go to work. Sometimes you can feel frustrated, you get up and you go and work. We deal with that stuff because in this world, most of us, we are adults. But when we are talking about being spiritual adults, age, it doesn't matter. As a spiritual adult, we choose to confront frustration and anger and hurt and pain and all the things that sometimes discourage us and disfocus us so much. That is why the church is completely different to any other group that you can find in this world. Because we encourage to each other to be adults and to look my brother and to look my sister and treat them as the Lord is treating me. Giving them this beautiful gift that the Lord is giving to me, that we call forgiveness. So if you are still holding something in your life, I encourage you this morning, let go. Whatever it is, let go. Don't hold it. I know how much damage it can make. I saw it in my dad. And I saw it in brothers and sisters too. Don't hold it. Don't hurt yourself. And I know it could be difficult. But make the right decision. Make the right decision this morning. Don't carry that. And I know, brothers and sisters, that sometimes to make a decision that it make us to feel uncomfort, it can make you feel fear inside of you. But make the decision. Let go what you are holding for your own good, for your own salvation, for your own healthy, spiritual, mentally, and emotional life that you have. And physically too, believe me. Let it go. Because we are the church of the Lord. God wants to forgive you. That is why he makes all this plan of salvation. It is why, brothers and sisters, if you are visiting us, always encourage you to believe in our Lord Jesus and to believe in his message and to repent and to let go the life that you know and become a new creator, a new creature. Become this new man, this new woman who can start to build something different in your life. And all that, it will happen in these waters. Because baptism is for the forgiveness of our sins. But remember, for those who were baptized, that is the beginning. Now we start to build up on top of that. And if you didn't ever came to the waters, this morning encourage you. Give the God the opportunity to change your life. Give yourself the opportunity to change your life. Give yourself the opportunity to experience what we read and sometimes we dream about it, that we can become this man or this woman. Because this is real. If we make the right choice. So this morning, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to make the right choice. Amen?
Amen.
I'm glad to see you. I encourage you to stand up. We are going to see the Son of Invitation. And if anybody would like to come forward, I encourage you to do it, please.
Who at the door?